Y nos vamos inmediatamente al Consejo Legislativo Palestino. Nos atiende Mustafa Borguti. Él es exministro, fundador de la Iniciativa Nacional Palestina, candidato a la presidencia. Desde hace 20 años dirige la Iniciativa Nacional Palestina. Es una fuerza política muy importante, pues la más importante después de Al-Fatah y de Hamas. Quisiera preguntarle, Natasha, por favor, a nuestro invitado, ¿por qué razón Al Jazeera se va de la televisión qatarí? Al Jazeera, la más importante del mundo árabe, ¿por qué se va de Cisjordania?
Hello, and thank you very much for joining us on W Radio today. We wanted to know, as our first question, why is it that Al Jazeera is leaving the television in the West Bank?
Why is it what? I didn't get the question, please, again.
That Al Jazeera is leaving television in the West Bank. Why won't we be seeing it anymore?
You mean the decision of the Palestinian Authority to close down Al Jazeera?
Exactly, yeah.
This decision is absolutely not understood by us. We were surprised that the Palestinian Authority took it. It's a big mistake, it's unwise, and it's not going to serve the interest of the Palestinian people or even those who took the decision. Al Jazeera has been the best and most effective media outlet, not only in Arabic but also in English, in covering the Palestinian struggle and in exposing the Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people, especially in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. And that's why many of Al Jazeera correspondents were killed by Israel, that bombarded them, starting from Shirin Abu Aqle, who was killed in the West Bank, in Jenin camp, as a matter of fact, and the other correspondents who were killed in Gaza. We have issued a statement as Palestinian National Initiative, like many other Palestinian groups, demanding that the Palestinian Authority change its decision and reverse it and allow Al Jazeera to function as it wants. This decision is absolutely unwise, ineffective, because nobody can stop Al Jazeera from working. It's the most watched media outlet in the West Bank, in Gaza, in Palestine in general, and in the whole Middle East. So we hope what we said will lead the Palestinian Authority to rethink about this decision. And if they have any problem with Al Jazeera, or if they have comments, they can resolve that through constructive dialogue and not by taking decisions that are contradictive to the our laws, which allow freedom of expression and freedom of choice.
Julio, nuestro invitado comenta que no se entiende la decisión de la autoridad palestina, que tampoco sirve a los intereses del pueblo palestino, ya que Al Jazeera efectivamente es el mejor medio, no solo en árabe, sino también en inglés. Ha declarado que han demandado a la autoridad palestina, ha instado a que cambie su decisión para permitir a Al Jazeera que funcione como quiera. Afirma también que es una decisión bastante ineficaz, ya que Al Jazeera al final es la cadena más vista en el Medio Oriente, y acaba diciendo que espera que la autoridad palestina se lo piense dos veces sobre la decisión que han tomado, y que cambien su decisión a través de diálogo constructivo.
En los últimos días se han producido los peores enfrentamientos armados entre palestinos en años en varias ciudades de Cisjordania. ¿Qué explicación encuentra él en esa determinación de la Autoridad Nacional Palestina para combatir a los grupos de resistencia?
Perdón, ¿puede repetir esa última parte?
Sí, en los últimos días se han producido los peores enfrentamientos. ¿Qué explicación encuentra en la Autoridad Nacional de Palestina para combatir a los grupos de resistencia, también palestinos.
And in the last few days, we've obviously seen the biggest confrontations between the Palestinian people in the West Bank. What explanation can the Palestinian authorities give in terms of combating those resistance groups? What's the explanation for this?
What the Palestinian Authority says, which I don't agree with, of course, is that they are worried that the presence of resistance groups in the West Bank could give Israel an excuse for a wide invasion of the whole West Bank by the Israeli army. I don't think the Israelis need any excuse. They are already invading every city and every village in the West Bank. And as they have done to Gaza, of course, we are all very careful about not allowing Israel to commit a genocide. But the differences about what form of struggle we should use have to be resolved through dialogue, not by military confrontation. And the last thing Palestinian people need, while they are subjected to ethnic cleansing, collective punishment by Israel and the genocide that Israel is conducting, the last thing we need is an internal Palestinian fight. The main problem why we still have this situation is the fact that there is no response to our calls to create a unified Palestinian leadership. A unified Palestinian leadership within the ranks of the PLO that could include all Palestinian parties, and where all differences can be discussed without diverting the energy of the Palestinian people to internal struggle. In my opinion, we could have reached a very good situation if the Palestinian Authority would implement what Fatah people signed and what Hamas people signed and what we signed and all other groups, which is the Beijing Declaration, which talks about forming a unified Palestinian government and a unified Palestinian leadership. Unfortunately, the Palestinian Authority, after signing that agreement, is not moving forward in implementing it. And we think this is the best way of avoiding all these internal problems while the Palestinian people is facing genocide at the hands of the Israeli army.
Sí, nuestro invitado afirma que no está de acuerdo con la decisión de la autoridad palestina. Dice que está, la autoridad palestina está preocupada por la presencia de grupos de resistencia en Cisjordania y que eso daría la excusa a Israel a invadir toda Cisjordania, pero al final nuestro invitado declara que los israelíes no necesitan una excusa para invadir, ya que de todas formas lo están haciendo, y pide que este enfrentamiento no se resuelva por medio del enfrentamiento militar. Dice que es lo último que necesitan ahí en Palestina, lo último que necesitan es este choque interno. Y también dice que la decisión se basa en el hecho de que no hay llamamientos por un liderazgo unificado en Palestina. Entonces, dice que le gustaría colaborar y discutir sin esta lucha interna. Y también nos ha hablado al final de la declaración de Pekín. Voy a preguntarle a que repita lo que nos acaba de comentar al final. And the Beijing Declaration, what was it that you mentioned to us right at the end? Could you repeat that last part about the Beijing Declaration?
The Beijing Declaration, which was signed by all 14 Palestinian political parties, including Fatah and Hamas, spoke about forming a unified Palestinian government and creating a unified Palestinian leadership. And that is the best way of dealing with the situation. The best way to confront the Israeli threats and the massacres we are subjected to is to be unified and united. Unfortunately, up to now, the Palestinian Authority is not accepting to implement what their representatives have signed on in Beijing.
Sí, habla de esa declaración de Pekín que se ha firmado por los 14 partidos, todos los partidos de Palestina, incluidos Hamas y Fatah, que pide un gobierno unificado en Palestina, que sería la mejor manera de enfrentar este conflicto y que por desgracia el gobierno israelí no está manteniendo lo que se ha firmado ahí en Beijing.
Natasha, por favor pregúntele al señor Mustafa Barghouti. El señor Netanyahu no le importa lo que diga la comunidad internacional, no le importa lo que digan las Naciones Unidas. El genocidio va a continuar. Vamos para 50.000 muertos. ¿No será mucho más práctico que Hamas devuelva ya a los rehenes?
And we've noticed that it would seem Netanyahu isn't bothered about what the international community thinks, isn't bothered about what the United Nations would think, and that genocide is continuing. You know, we've almost come up to 50,000 deaths, according to the death toll. And our question for you is, wouldn't it be more practical that Hamas simply gave up and returned those hostages?
Hamas is ready to give the Israeli prisoners back and in exchange for releasing Palestinian prisoners and in exchange of stopping the war. And I don't know if your audience know, but we have now at this moment 15,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, including 2,500 who are kidnapped under administrative detention, and including more than 800 children. So we want also our prisoners, or some of them, to be released. And I don't think Netanyahu cares about the Israeli prisoners, because if he cared, he would conclude an agreement to stop the war. The problem is not Hamas. The problem is Israel and Netanyahu. Netanyahu wants to get back his prisoners without stopping the war. He wants to continue bombarding Gaza after he has killed 55,000 people and injured 108,000, including killing 17,000 children. How can anybody accept that the war should continue in Gaza after Israel has erased to the ground and completely ethnically cleansed four big cities, including Jabalia, Beit Hanun, Beit Lahia, and Jabalia camp, and displacing 250,000 Palestinians? The solution is simple. Stop the war, release the prisoners, and have exchange of prisoners. And then give us the chance to rebuild Gaza. Now the people in Gaza are not only suffering from the bombardment, they are dying from diseases. They are dying from hunger and starvation. They are dying from lack of clean water. And they are dying from because of cold weather. Up till now, 7 infants died because of the cold weather, because they are in tents and that cannot protect them from rain and cold, and they don't have food. Israel is not allowing the very basic humanitarian aid to get to Gaza. So the problem is not Hamas. The problem is not the Palestinians. Palestinians have made many big flexibility in negotiation about an agreement. The problem is that Netanyahu does not want to stop the war because he is a fascist, leading a fascist government.
Yeah, but Hamas also committed a lot of mistakes, like what happened on October the 7th. Mr. Barghouti, thank you very much for your time. Shukram, and we hope that the peace arrive very soon to the region. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Natasha, ¿qué dijo al final el señor Barghouti, presidente del Consejo Legislativo Palestino, tercera fuerza política después de Al-Fatah y de Hamas en la autoridad palestina.
Nos dice que Hamas está dispuesta a devolver los rehenes a cambio de liberar a presos israelíes y terminar la guerra. Dice que no sabe si nuestra audiencia lo sabe aquí en la W, pero existen 15.000 presos palestinos en cárceles israelíes. Afirma también que hay más de 2.500 secuestrados. Y quiere que efectivamente esos presos se liberen. Dice que sí es verdad que a Netanyahu no les importan, y que el problema, esto lo afirma claramente en repetidas veces, dice que el problema no es Hamás, sino Israel y Netanyahu, que quiere que se devuelvan los rehenes, pero sin poner fin a la guerra. También afirma que son más de 17.000 niños desplazados y, por lo tanto, dice que no entiende cómo se puede aceptar esta guerra. Dice que la solución es sencilla, detener la guerra, y también señala que los palestinos no se mueren solo por los bombardeos por parte del gobierno israelí, sino por enfermedades, por la falta de agua y alimentos, el clima extremo y el frío, porque están en tiendas de campaña y que no les pueden proporcionar ese apoyo y ese respaldo para sobrevivir. Entonces afirma nuevamente al final que el problema no es Hamás y que por parte de Hamás, de hecho, en las negociaciones hay mucha flexibilidad. Y termina diciendo que, por lo tanto, Netanyahu es un fascista que lidera un gobierno fascista.